Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A premier event takes place on October 26th at the Monroe Civic Center. The Chenault Walking Horse Show is a benefit for the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. For a preview, joining me in studio are Michelle Lancaster and Judge Chuck Stout. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Yeah,
glad that you're here. Well, Judge, tell us about this particular event that's coming up as it benefits Chenault Aviation and Military Museum.
Okay, Bob. If I could just make a general statement about where it comes from and how we got involved with the horse show. There's some exciting things happening for the Chenault Aviation Military Museum. One of the things that we have found, Greenlight Development Corporation is raising a $20 million endowment fund for the museum. And this is one of the events that Michelle will tell you all about.
One of the things, Judge, I guess we talk about establishing that that fund really towards the long-term goals and operation of the facility, correct?
Yes. Yes. By endowment, we mean that the money we raise will be placed permanently in the area banks, and the museum will use only the interest and the investment income for its operating expenses, and it's a way to perpetuate the operation of this museum.
And for those who may not be familiar, why the creation of the fund?
Well, we have what I call a sleeping giant in this museum. The Chenault story is an international story that General Chenault is recognized as having saved China during World War II. And that has just not been totally publicized as much as possible. And the we're so blessed with having a talented and poised and beautiful director of this museum, the general's granddaughter, mm-hmm. Nell Calloway. And so we're in an effort to make this an international institution.
Well, in anticipation of the horse show, Judge, what have you heard? What's some of the conversation you've heard as people get ready for this?
This is a beautiful show, mm-hmm. and beautiful horses. And, you know, they're worth thousands of dollars each. And the owners of them transport them all over the United States for competition purposes. And they put on a beautiful show. They have they perform to organ music. And we just think that the audience will really appreciate as they compete among themselves for prizes.
Michelle, I think one of the things about this is it's not your ordinary rodeo. It's really something talented and professional in the display of the show.
Yes, it is. We're very excited to be putting this show on and bringing it to the Civic Center. We've got the people, they really dress up. You know, the men wear tuxedos, mm-hmm. and the horses compete amongst themselves, kind of gating throughout the show. I call it prancing is what
right.
I call it. But one thing we're excited about is not just the show itself, but we're going to have activities beginning at noon on the 26th.
Be stuff for the kids, correct?
It is going to be stuff for the kids. We're going to have a bouncy house. We're actually bringing the museum has a 3/4 size P-40, that it's a plane that we're going to be bringing out and letting the kids take pictures, and we're going to have the Civil Air Patrol out there in their flight suits that are going to, the children will be able to take pictures with. We've got local vendors that are very excited about coming out and selling their arts and crafts at the show during 12 to 4 before the show starts as well. We're going to have food. Mike McKenzie's coming out. He's going to be doing some karaoke out there. So it's going to be a really fun day for everyone.
Yeah. How did this idea come about? It seems like in conversation, you know, as far as a
we were
horse show.
In the office planning the attempt that we were to make to raise this fund, mm-hmm. when we got a call from Scotty Alls, who is an internationally known horse show organizer, and he and Wendell Rogers is our chief executive officer at Greenlight. He said, "Wendell, do you have any idea? I want to put on a horse show in Monroe. Do you have any charity that I can give the money to?" We just happened to know of one, so that's how it got started.
No, not bad at all. Michelle, when we talk about the horses, is it one particular breed? Is it a variety of breeds that are going to be on display during the show?
They are all Tennessee walking horses, mm-hmm. and it's called a Tennessee walker, and that's the type of horse that does this.
And Judge had mentioned this is a competition, so this is part of a professional organization as far as the horses being brought to town?
Yes, it is. We've got the horses coming in from all over the southern United States. It's Heart of Dixie is the organization that handles this, and so, you know, we're working with them to bring these horses in.
Well, things are going to be getting underway on October 26th. This is a ticketed event. How can you find out more about attending?
You can contact Greenlight Development. We'll be happy to get you some tickets. We'll also have them at our local some local businesses will have them that you can pick them up there. The Chenault Museum has tickets that they're giving away for the show. So you can go out and visit the museum and pick up your tickets for the show. I would like to say when the activities begin at noon, the show actually starts at 4 p.m. So.
Okay, at the Monroe Civic Center. It gets underway on October 26th. Looking forward to that, the Chenault Walking Horse Show. Shel Lancaster and Judge Chuck Stout with the Greenlight Development and bringing the show to town. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by going to the Listening Room online at kedm.org.